Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 234, The Church in Prophecy. The church is the most important institution on the face of the earth. The word church means the called out, and describes those who have been called out of the world and sin into a state of salvation and perfect spiritual fellowship with God and each other. People sometimes ask, do you have to be in the church to be saved? The answer is no. You have to be saved to be in the church. See Acts 2:47. The church is so important that God prophesied about it many times throughout the Bible, long before it was established on the earth. He did this so men could be watching for it and recognize it when it came. Although the word church is not used in the Old Testament, still many prophecies refer to it by other terms. Jesus gave us the key to the Old Testament predictions when he prophesied of the church himself in Matthew 16:18-19. He said there, in response to the confessions of faith that Peter had just made in verse 16, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock, that confession, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Then the next verse, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, it isn't reasonable that Jesus would promise to establish one institution, the church, and then say, but I'm giving you the keys to something else, the kingdom. How much more sense it makes to realize that Jesus was using the two terms interchangeably, and that the church and the kingdom are the same thing. Mark 9:1 then becomes very reasonable too, where Jesus said, there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Now, having learned that the church is also called the kingdom, we can turn to the Old Testament and recognize many prophecies about that kingdom that was then in the future. For instance, Daniel 2:31-44 tells us just when this kingdom or church would be set up. Daniel explains a vision of world kingdoms that begins with the Babylonian and proceeds through the Medo-Persian, the Greek or Macedonian, and finally the Roman Empire. States, in the days of these kings of the Roman Empire, the Caesars and the Herods, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So we know when the church would be established. Again, Hosea 2:23 tells us, in the midst of a prophetic chapter, that God will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. Thus, the kingdom or church to be established would be a universal one for all people. Its extent would be worldwide. Then, Isaiah 2:2-4 informs us that the Lord's house or household would be established. Tells us that it would appeal to the intellect or reason of man. God will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. And tells us where this would come about. Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Another important prophecy records for us the signs that would accompany the establishment of God's church or kingdom or house. Joel 2:28-32, this prophecy begins, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and closes, verse 32, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. Many other prophecies speak of the church, but these four are key passages. Daniel 2 says, when? In the days of the Roman kings. Hosea 2 says, for whom? To what extent? For all people worldwide. Isaiah tells us what it would be to her family, what kind it would be, reasonable, appealing to the mind, and where in Jerusalem. And Joel 2 says how to know when it's happening, when God would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. If we can pinpoint the fulfillment, then, of Daniel 2, Hosea 2, Isaiah 2, and Joel 2, we will know exactly when the church, kingdom, or household of God began on earth.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.